Let's move to our second story now. Dusk on Saturday belonged to almost 50 museums and galleries in Prague, which opened at 7 p.m. for the fourth year of what is called Museum Night. Their treasures were, for one night only, on display free of charge, or in some places for a symbolic admission fee, open until as late as 1 a.m. Well over 100,000 people turned out. Among them was Dita Salavova.
The Museum Night sites ranged from the most prominent galleries in the center, like Galleria Rudolfinum, currently exhibiting the paintings of Neo Rauch, all the way to various places on the outskirts, like, for example, Troja Chateau. Visitors had a chance to take guided tours or just question the tour guides present, like this one from the Spanish synagogue.
Well, people are interested about this building, about the architecture of this building. They are also interested about the present days of Prague Jewish community, about the services which synagogues are active. They are interested about the history of Prague Jewish community.
The exhibitions were joined by a number of accompanying events, such as the saxophone trio or the student orchestra's performance of Dvořák's Ninth Symphony from the New World. Michal Lukáš, the director of the National Museum, comments on the incredible number of culture lovers who flooded Prague.
Minulý ročník jsme zaregistrovali, my tomu říkáme 160 tisíc návštěvnických vstupů, protože my nejsme schopni spočítat návštěvníky.
Last year we registered 160,000 so-called visitor entrances, because we aren't able to count the visitors themselves, but we can count how many people enter a particular museum and base our estimate on this. Anyway, Prague gets crowded. 4 years ago we started with 8 to 12 buses. Now we have 40 of them, and it's still not enough. So we'll probably have to increase the number next year again. Luckily, the weather is nice, so one can go on foot as well.
At 11 p.m., the queues were still almost 100 meters long, and keen visitors heavily outnumbered the capacities of the sites. Nevertheless, the atmosphere was great. Natasha and Paula are from North Carolina.
Well, this is unique in its own. It's amazing to have a whole cultural infusion in one night. So I have not experienced something like this, which makes it even more the better.
We made a list. I know we want to go to the military museum next. And yeah, which is a little bit out there. So we'll see what we have time for after that.
Although there was no way to see even a quarter of the museums, some of them might become an inspiration for rainy weekends. The newly opened Charles Bridge Museum, for example, will certainly be worth it.